At the 2019 National FFA Convention here in Indianapolis, we've got one of our six National FFA officers, young man that we've talked to once or twice in our life, from Alva, Oklahoma, Ridge Eubanks. Ridge, I know this has been an incredible year for you, and you're now starting to count down the last days. You know, what do you feel? What's the team feeling as you come to Indianapolis to start the general sessions and lead those and all the members that'll be here?
Everybody keeps asking if it feels bittersweet, and really it's more of a fulfillment than anything else. I mean, this is just kind of the culmination of one of the most incredible years of my life, and you know, especially over the last few days when the band and chorus came into town. Now we've got delegates, and then we're going to have students from all across the nation pouring into Indianapolis. It just brings back floods of memories from my experience as a member all the way to being a state officer, and now just some of the visits that I've taken in the past year. It's extremely fulfilling to get to reconnect with some of those people that I've made memories with, had life-changing experiences, and now we just get to share in the celebrations here in Indianapolis.
First time you came to a national convention, reminisce with me about that.
Well, I was pretty young. I think it was my sophomore year of high school. We had to earn our way to National Convention, and I was selected to be a member of the National Convention Chorus. So that was the only reason I got to spend any time up here, and that's when it was still in Louisville. So I loved convention, and I remember thinking, how cool is it to know people from all across the country? And that was just a small taste of the can of worms I ended up opening later on. But I think the excitement and the energy and just the awe that I felt that first convention is really carrying over into this new, because we're doing all sessions in Lucas Oil Stadium this year. We're getting to see students in a point of view and in a set of facilities that have never been done before. And so just when you think that you've seen it all, you're very pleasantly surprised, and we've got a lot of good things happening this year, and I still kind of feel like that first year student taking it all in myself. But now it's pretty incredible to be on the other side putting the show on.
I'm proud of you. You said Louisville, right?
All right, yeah. If now, I can do one thing, right?
Let's talk about the year of activity, the miles that you've traveled. As the CEO of FFA said, 100,000 miles plus, hundreds of days out. What are you going to take with you as you take the jacket off? What are you going to carry with you the rest of your life?
You know, in a year when you're shuffled around, you're in a new state roughly every four states, or every 4 days. Wouldn't that be funny? You're constantly interacting with new groups of people, and that could be the CEO of a major company, and that could be a seventh grader who you're trying to convince why they need to be in this organization. If I've learned one lesson, it's to be intentional in the moment that I'm in. There's a lot of leadership skills that have come with it. There's a lot of soft skills that have come with the year. But I think the number one thing that I've learned is to be intentional with the people I'm with at that moment in time. That's the most important person in the room, and that's where I need to spend my focus. So that and the gratitude that I have from the upbringing, the support, and the incredible people that have been behind me the whole way, I've had a very firm foundation to make an incredible year. And so I'm excited to continue pushing on and seeing what comes after the jacket.
And you mentioned the fact that brand new set of experiences this year at this convention because of the move to the football stadium. You're excited, obviously, to, you know, be able to bring those greetings for the first time right on through your final speech, I guess, which is Friday night.
Well, we got a big stage, and so where there's big stages, you're going to need big personalities because you don't want to get drowned out by the facilities. So I'm excited to bring some energy, some excitement, and really bring the rowdy. I'm super excited to just pump people up and get them excited as I am for a convention, but it's going to be a daunting task, so we're going to have to be on our A game. Fortunately, we've got a lot of people behind us that are getting us there.
You know, we've always heard, and you heard, I know, as you went through the national officer selection process, that it was like the pieces of a puzzle that they were assembling, the nominating committee was assembling. What did you see as you've worked with the other five officers this year of that puzzle? Is it a complete puzzle?
I would say, as close to complete as you could hope for on a team. It's balancing people out as far as walks of life, strengths and weaknesses. And really, one of the biggest things I've learned and the differences maybe that exist as a national officer team versus, say, our Oklahoma State officer team or Kansas or Texas is that we are high-functioning individuals, but when we come together, we really connect into that force to be reckoned with that is a national officer team. So you've got to meet, you know, that minimum requirement in just about every area that you can imagine, and that confidence and that character and just having stories and things that you're talking about and being passionate for. But it's when we come together, which really didn't happen all that much this year, that we really get to shine as a team. And so this is kind of that grand celebration of it, and the final time that we're going to be together as six high-functioning individuals who create the national officer team, and hopefully we're going to walk away proud of the job we've done.
As you walk away, what do you think FFA has done for you, Ridge?
FFA has really made me the person I am, deeper than I ever anticipated. The ability to think for myself, make a decision, stand firm in it, and yet still hear somebody across from me who might see the world completely different and respect that person, and we can still walk away friends, that's pretty incredible. The ability to debate somebody, have completely different worldviews, still walk away friends because we know we're looking for the best end goal for all, that's pretty incredible. The ability to speak my mind and do so eloquently, or at least attempt it, that's pretty incredible. FFA has done that and so much more. I truly owe the person I am and everything that I have to the people who've invested in me. And for the past 6 years of my life, that's largely been FFA.
Thank you, Ridge. Ridge Eubanks of Alva, Oklahoma, one of six national officers of the FFA organization. These six young people, three guys, three gals, leading the FFA this year, and their 700,000 members across America. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.